Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
We have chosen to share with you Bob Champion's Inheritance Tracks. It is because of that win on Aldeniti in the 1981 Grand National, a great sporting achievement in itself, but it also secured Bob's place in the heart of all of those watching because he had survived cancer in order to do it. He was born in Yorkshire in 1948 and his was a horsey family. His father was a huntsman and Bob won his first race when he was only 15. He spent several years in the States flat racing before returning to take Grand National glory. Now, his diagnosis with cancer was about as bad as it gets. He was just 31 years old. He was given a 40% chance of surviving and told that he may only have 6 months to live. But he approached his illness with that determination that sportsmen and women have. He refused to accept defeat, and his 1981 win proved them all wrong by 4.5 lengths. We are delighted to say that these are Bob Champion's Inheritance Tracks.
The song I inherit is Ferry Across the Mersey.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
It was played an awful lot when I was a kid. It was just a very moving piece of music. And now I absolutely love Liverpool anyway.
'Cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay.
I lived about 2 miles from the start, the mile start at Redcar, so we used to go racing an awful lot and really enjoyed it, I must admit.
Each with their own secret care. So ferry cross the Mersey and always take me there.
I was very, very lucky, I suppose, because I lived out in the country. From mother's side was farming, and father's side we were huntsmen. So I had ponies from a very early age. Dad wanted me to ride when I was about 4, and I can always remember he stuck me on a pony, and after about 5 minutes he decided I started to jump, you know, and I jumped this ladder and fell off and didn't like the game for a few years after that.
I'll continue to say...
I used to always go to see the Grand National before it was on television, actually. I used to go to watch it at the cinema on Pathé News. It was a race I always wanted to ride in from a very early age.
So ferry, cross the Mersey.
I used to think they're a little bit mad.
It's the place I love, and here I'll stay.
And I was doing an awful lot of riding, a lot of jumping.
And here I'll stay.
That's what I wanted to do.
Here I'll stay.
The song I pass on, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel. I think it's a great song, brilliant lyrics, good music with it, and I always remember it.
When you're weary, feeling...
You know, it's hard to explain, you know, because I used to lie there an awful lot the days I had bad days and listen to music on the radio, and when it came up, it did mean something to me.
I'll drive them
on. The day I was told I had cancer, I promise you, I was absolutely devastated. I'm going to die, because all you ever used to read about in the papers were people dying of cancer, never hearing of people that recover. And then I went back and saw more specialists, and they said, basically, you've got two choices. With no treatment whatsoever, you might live 4 or 5 months. With treatment, we'll give you a 40% chance of full recovery. If I'd got my specific type of cancer 16 months before, there was no cure whatsoever. So I feel I was in a lucky generation, I suppose.
I will lay me down.
I didn't know what to do, to be honest. I kept thinking, well, maybe I'll carry on riding, and with a little bit of luck I'd get killed on the race course, but they kept pumping bleomycin, vinblastine, and platting them into me every day. You know, you just felt like dying, and it was hard to get into your brain that it was the drugs that were making you ill, not the disease.
When evening falls so hard,
I just kept giving myself goals. I'll be back to ride in 6 or 8 months, but that was a little bit unrealistic, but I did get back. I rode Alden Eaty in majority of his races, actually. He was bought by Josh at Ascot Sales, actually, and the story goes from there. But he was a good horse from day one.
And pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water.
It was a nice sunny day, actually, which was lovely. Went to the course in the morning and sat on him, giving him his last canter. This day was so relaxed. He was in such real fettle, actually. And, you know, I couldn't see him getting beaten with a bit of luck. And thankfully, we had the luck. I lined up towards the outer where the governor wanted me to go and had a great run. And then, you know, basically he kept jumping and jumping and jumped the last fence in front, and thankfully he kept galloping.
Sail on, silver girl. Sail on by.
It's hard to explain because, you know, you pulled up, you've won a national, then you've got to get your head together. Never really got to me till driving home, really, that night.
See how they shine.
It was just a tremendous feeling. A race I'd always wanted to ride in from about the age of 8 to winning it when I did. I think it brings me back to the hard times, but hard times turn into good times as well, and which they have for me.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.